One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
Oh yeah, love that intro. It's 4 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discord Radio right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Tuesday, the 13th day of May, the last show before the May long weekend, the unofficial kickoff to the summer season. And on this show, we've got lots of summer hype, summer previews. We're going to preview the Kaloha Festival. The lineup was just announced today. Got some more shows happening, lots of excitement, and even a special surprise right after Wake Owl with Candy on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
CITR is proud to sponsor the Red Ride Tour four-way kickoff on Friday, May 16th at Pass Pub. Featuring Chris Dirksen, Christy Lane Sinclair, and Bitterly Divine. Doors are at 8, show at 9. For more information, go to redridetour.com.
Hey, this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh yeah, welcome back. The welcome back Cotter theme from the classic show from the 1970s, featuring John Travolta, amongst many others. This is a classic done by John Sebastian, formerly of the Love and Spoonful. Why are we playing this song? Well, let's just play the chorus for a second. I'll tell you in a second. Let's turn it up there for a second. We're welcoming back my co-host, co-producer, DJ CJ back.
Hello.
Good to have you, buddy.
Good to be touching these buttons right here on the board.
It's good for me to be sitting on this side of the board because you're much better at touching those buttons than I am.
I'm very good at touching these buttons. That's what I do. I'm a button toucher. But it is very nice to be back. 3 weeks in the hospital at Vancouver General. Bit of an upset stomach, you could say. All that bad Chinese food and craft cheese.
So, any advice then for those? What foods should we be avoiding for those to avoid what you?
I will actually take a page out of your book, Wade, to get out and start jogging. Everybody out there, eat your minerals and vitamins and vitamins, and drink lots of water and go jogging.
Wow! Thanks, CJ. was this when you were held up in the hospital bed? You had some revelations.
I had some revelations, some excellent musical revelations, and some excellent physical revelations.
Really?
Well, I guess for all you listeners out there, sitting on your couch or sitting on your desk, get up, stand up, and move. Yeah. Moving is really important. You know, if you've got a smartphone, feel free to download a TuneIn and listen to Discorder Radio as you're jogging. Not just sit on your couch. You know, yep. There are plenty of different ways to listen to us online. And don't have any excuses. You just got to get out there and move.
Very nice.
Moving is important in the world. And I felt the opposite of it as I was lying in the hospital bed for 3 weeks, not being able to eat and not being able to move.
Wow.
So...
Now, I visited you a few times in the hospital, and yeah, I saw you always in that hospital bed. Now that it was 3 whole weeks of being incredibly sedentary, and it's good to see you have had these thoughts to share. We've talked about a bit of this off air. Why not use this valuable on air time here at Discorder Radio? Just air it all out live on the air. You know, if you could have any encapsulate some thoughts on your experience in the hospital when you were stuck there for 21 days. What else can you share?
Well, for starters, being around all those lovely nurses. Some of them are men too.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Well, of course, if you're into that, that's great.
Yes.
But fact of the matter is, it's very important to have a very positive attitude in life, and it gets you very far. Trust me. Being around people at that level, being around people and being happy in front of them gets you very far. Mm. And in my case, it got me a good dose of painkillers. So everybody else in that ward was just old and grumpy. So, you know, be positive, and that'll get you far.
You must have been a bright, shining light in that.
I was.
You're actually a bright, shining brown light in that ward of all gray.
Very true. Beige and gray. And actually, I was telling a whole bunch of people I know that the cab ride back from the hospital to my house was the most beautiful cab ride I'd ever been on, as I spent 3 weeks without any sunshine on my face. And coming out, it was just beautiful colors on the houses, on people, on the trees, on the flowers, and it was the most beautiful cab ride I'd ever been on. So appreciate the world around you, people, because you never know what'll happen.
Wow, awesome. Yeah. DJ so, CJ, full of gratitude.
Thank you.
Back in the flesh.
In the flesh and on these buttons.
Great to have you here, man.
Now let's push these buttons and play some tunes.
Sounds great. You know, this is actually a fitting track we're going to play right now. Not only because you and I have been reunited here on Discord Radio, but because the Kaloha lineup was announced today. We're going to talk about that in a bit, because both these bands who are doing a bit of a collaboration here will be part of the Kaloha lineup, which is happening in Kelowna, BC on July 12th, 13th, 14th weekend. This is Bestie and Rika with the track Together. That's right. Discord Radio, CITR 1019.
May issue of Discorder is here. This month's cover features local garage rocker Skinny Kids, plus articles on the ASL Singles Club, Fistful of Snacks, Kiss Painting, Wild Kind, and so much more. We are also proud to announce Homegrown Labels, a new column dedicated to celebrating record labels in our own city. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town, or check us out online at discorder.ca, and listen to a curated playlist featuring the May issue's artists. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, AEG Live, LiveVan.com, Moto the Car Co-op, North by Northeast Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Sled Island Festival, UBC Alumni Weekend, and Vinyl Records.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We heard Rika and Bestie with the track Together. Not only as a shout out to CJ and myself being reunited here in Discord Radio, but also as a shout out to both of those acts as part of the Kaloha lineup, which was just announced today. CJ, we had a great time at Kaloha last summer. It was maybe the festival that kind of kicked off our more aggressive approach in terms of social media, tweeting at the bands, asking for interviews, and it really, I think, took Discord Radio up to a whole new level.
True. That was, I would say that was, and I've said it before, one of the best weekends of my life here in Canada. And yes, that was when we really sort of figured out what it took to interview bands, what it took to be standing, to have a PR person standing behind us and like tapping our shoulders and saying, "You've got 1 minute, mister." yeah, but it was an excellent weekend and a great amount of fun. So
yeah, a great lineup last year. We got a chance to chat with Current Swell, who've got a mm-hmm. brand new album out, which was released last week. We may get to a track from them later in the show. We got to chat with The Matinee. We got to chat with Mindle Beach Markets, The Zolas, a whole slew of bands. And this year, another incredible lineup for Kaloha. We're going to tell you more about the lineup a little bit later in the show. We're going to have JC Gibb, our editor-in-chief, JCG, join us momentarily. But one band I can tell you that will definitely be on the lineup is a little act known as the Gay 90s, which is not a reference to the decade that many of you younger listeners are born in, but a reference to the 1890s when things were apparently just happy and gay. And that's when gay had a very different connotation too. Great guys, Daniel, Bruce, Malcolm, and Parker. And we had a chance to chat with them at Rifflandia Festival in September. So we're going to hear that interview right now and a bit of music from these guys as well. So it's the Gay 90s in interview on Discord Radio. It's day two, Rifflandia. We're here with the Gay 90s. We're joined by
Malcolm Holt,
Bruce Luttingham,
and Daniel Pants.
Nice. Welcome, guys. We're waiting the arrival of Parker Bosley. Yep. But he apparently he's in about 17 different bands this weekend, so he's just got other business to take care of right now.
Yep, drinking beer. He's drinking beer.
Overall, playing at Rifflandia, what's the experience, like being here, not just playing, but in terms of this festival, what it means for you guys to be a part of it?
Well, I love that BC is taking on a festival like this. It's something that existed in Calgary for a while, and maybe they're modeling this after that, but if Vancouver can adopt a formula like this and make it work, I would love to see it happen. Yeah.
How about last night? You guys put on a great show at the Wood Hall. What are your thoughts about that performance and here playing at Rifflandia?
Well, I think we enjoyed ourselves. We played an energetic set, but the venue is a little different than what we normally get involved with. A little more rootsy and singer-songwriter oriented, perhaps. But a great turnout and fun time. Yeah.
That being said, we still managed to drink for about 7 hours straight before the show. So it was a little wet in some regards. Yeah.
Also, you guys said last night you were debuting some new material. I think you mentioned there was two or three songs that were new that were showcased last night.
We've been in the studio for the last month or so. We've been recording songs in batches of three, working towards a full-length record. And the latest batch of songs are now ready for a performance, and so it's nice to incorporate them into the set list, and it kind of feel like all of our material, both old and new, is very cohesive, and it's great. It feels so good.
Awesome. Yeah. I felt that right there, the way you said that. You said it felt so good. I felt that coming through. What were the three tracks that were debuted last night?
Let's see. It was Hold Your Fire, Into My Life, and what was the third one? Letterman.
Here he is rolling in, fresh off his performance with Hot Heat. Parker Bosley, how's it going, man?
How's it going?
Nice. Well, one of the questions I was asking is, you've got a lot of projects on the go. How do you feel about, you have to do a lot of, you're playing bass with the Mounties and with these guys here. Do you get a chance to sort of feel a little more creative when you're kind of fronting
you know, the gay 90s?
Yes, 100%. I mean, being in the gay 90s allows me every single... I can go out on every whim that I want with these guys, and we just run with it and try it. Whereas the other things, I'm more just learning from guys like Hoxie Workman, Ryan Dahl, like just watching them and being like, oh, they'd go to that kind of a bridge. Okay, this is weird. And they're doing the weirdest stuff, and so it's taught me a lot, and just to kind of be free as a musician, which is nice. Yeah, but definitely... I get to do whatever the hell I want with the gay 90s, which...
Is that true, guys?
I think
we're more forgiving, yeah. Experimental, maybe.
It's a blessing and it's a curse.
Actually, let me ask you guys this. Is it a little bit potentially frustrating to... Because you guys seem to be a pretty tight unit. To have Parker have all these other projects, think maybe takes away from the focus of the band a little bit?
No. I mean, I think if anything... like, we all have other projects on the go, and I think, if anything, it makes us value this project more, and we bring things from our other projects into this. So I think it's a good thing. And then, in addition to that, all of his other projects are more famous than us, so it kind of raises our profile a little.
I like the optimism on that. If you guys could tour with any, go around the horn here, one band you'd like to tour with, who would it be?
Zeus.
Zolas.
Dr. Dog, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say Zeus. They'd be like, we got a tour with
they voted
guys.
For us.
Zolas isn't that hard to do. We can do that. The last time that we did an interview, it was with the Zolas.
This is true.
And we were going around saying our favorite Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Yes.
And I feel like we should do that again. Mine remains the same as Sir Psycho Sexy.
I like Dirt.
I like Dirt as well. What's your favorite song, though?
That's it.
I like Dirt.
I think Soul is Squeeze. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's for a soundtrack, I think.
Conan soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, Conan?
They're the Coneheads.
Oh, I thought you said Conan. I was like, no. Conan the Barbarian? Really?
I eat dirt. I like Breaking the Girl. It's a good jam.
Some old school Chili's in there. Yeah. Actually, who was it we were talking last time? Was it By the Way? We were saying it's kind of like the forgotten album.
It was a good album, that one. Yeah. Porcelain, I like off of that.
No, that's Californication.
Is that Californication? Yeah. I don't like By the Way.
What's next on the agenda for the Gay 90s?
We're just working on an album right now. We're going to hopefully be done it in January. We're doing it with Scott Ternan, who's done... used to work with like Jack Endino and a bunch of other cats like that. And get on the road, basically. Yeah, we've just been in the studio the last like 2 months, basically, just working.
For a while.
Yeah, we've got a little ways to go. Bruce over here is the kind of guy who accepts only the flawless tones. So we kind of run it by him, and he's like.
No, that's not true. I like the tone zone. True, but I like certain textures. It has to work with the song, and sometimes it takes time to dial that in.
Is that the sound of you turning a little red?
Yeah, I'm turning a little red. I'm on the spot right now. Yeah. Thanks, Parker. Yeah, it's my red beer, too. Right?
Well, by the way, we should bring it back to the Gay 90s. Thanks again, guys. Great chat. Best luck, rest of the way. And any final thoughts about Rifflandia 2013?
Just that it was wicked awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait for next year. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Keep it going. Keep growing.
Man, the amount of doobs we smoked last night is more like Spliflandia. Am I right?
Leave it to the drummer. Nice. Okay, thanks again, guys. He's old enough to fall in love, but do we only take the pain? He's old enough to fall in love, but do we only take the blame? The city nets and city lets, I watch them fade to gray.
Hey, this is Parker Bosley.
Daniel Moulton.
This is Bruce Lettingham.
This is Malcolm, and we're the Gay 90s. You're listening to Discord Radio on CITR. Ooh-wee.
Next Music from Tokyo Volume 6 brings another spectacular lineup to the Biltmore Cabaret on Wednesday, May 21st, headlined by the return of one of the most popular bands to date, Kainoku Teikoku. Plus Outer Space Convenience Store, Jizu, Happy Mari, and Local Rockers Spring. For tickets and information, go to nextmusicfromtokyo.com. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. It's also, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism. As opposed to someone who buys, let's say, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 1019, Gay 90s, with a whole slew of their hits there intertwined in that great little interview. Great job. Produced by DJ CJ, back where he belongs.
Thank you.
Good to have you back once again.
Mm-hmm. It was good to listen to that. Get a good refresher on last year's summer festivals. Riflandia, Kaloha, Folk Festival.
Yeah.
Exciting times.
Very true, very true. That was the last festival that we attended last summer in September in Victoria. And now this is, I guess you could say, one of the summer festival preview show, specifically with Kaloha being announced today, July 11th through 13th in beautiful Kelowna, BC, a place that I used to call home for a couple of years. And why don't we just peruse through the lineup schedule right now, CJ? There's a great-looking lineup, which includes, I guess, the headliners this year would be these guys, come all the way from New Zealand, the Naked and the Famous. Yes. Hopefully we'll be putting on a more exciting performance than the 2013 headliners, MGMT, who kind of left fans a bit disappointed. Luckily, the rest of the festival was just so damn awesome that they overshadowed MGMT's letdown performance. But I've seen Naked and Famous before. They played at the Commodore a couple years ago. They put on a great live show, and they should be a great fit for the headlining spot. Yeah. We also have local natives from California.
Los Angeles right there. Excellent. I've never heard of them. And that's part of the beauty about some of these festivals is, even though you might not have ever heard of some of these bands, you show up and they are fantastic.
Very true. And with Kaloha, which is great, is they have one stage is actually on the beach. It's right on the sand. And then you literally, it's about a 2 or 3 minute walk past a couple of fun vendors down a pathway over this lush green hill, and then you're in this beautiful natural amphitheater to watch the headlining acts. People were swimming, it's a phenomenal setup for a summer festival, and we're very excited for this summer. Some other acts include Monster Truck from Hamilton, Ontario,
just like the Arkells, who were one of my favorites last year.
Yes. They bring it with that steel town city sound. Congos, who are some siblings from actually, the two of the brothers are the sons of a famous British South African singer-songwriter, John Congos, who was around in the 70s. There's a few of the acts here that I haven't heard of, but I would say I am familiar with about half the acts, and many of them are Canadians, including Hey Ocean, who have been doing quite well here in Vancouver, as well as the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, who we got a chance to meet and interview at Block Party a couple of years ago.
That's true. And the Funk Hunters were excellent funk producers, funk and house producers here in Vancouver. We're also at Rifflandia. I'm playing a sort of a late night set.
Yes, I don't believe I got a chance to check that one out, but I remember hearing their name on the bill. We also have Sky Ferreira and Saint Lucia, the Mogwais, Terraplane Sun.
The Mogleys. Mogwai is a Scottish math rock band.
You know what? I think the Mowglis also played at Rifflandia, and I got their name wrong then as well.
I feel
like this is something I'm constantly messing up.
Anyway.
I apologize to the Mowglis. Mowglis? Mowglis.
Mowgli. Mowgli after the Jungle Book.
The Mowglis. Yes. Oh, there you go. Yes. Five childhood friends from the San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles, California. We've actually got a couple of interns here with us as well. Is it Lucy and Sally?
Yeah.
Are in the studio watching us spout off mistakes left, right, and center. Yes, take notes how to screw up a show, ladies. what else we have? So, lots of other great bands. We've only gone through about half of them. Why don't we play some music from one of the bands right about now. This we're going to play from these guys here. This is Shred Kelly, coming all the way from the East Kootenays, from Fernie, BC. They will be playing Kaloha as part of the Island Stage on the Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Shred Kelly, and this track is called The Bear, as part of our Kaloha Festival preview. Live on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
In the hills above the town, in the backyard where my hunger has found me, away by the shores and the banks, I'm just minding my way. Oh,
We are back on Discorder Radio. That was The Bear by Shred Kelly out of Golden, BC. Shred Kelly also there. We should mention won the 2012 Artist of the Year at the Kootenai Music Awards. They won a spot on the Green Couch Sessions, and they also part of that Tracks on Tracks train adventure. Remember that a couple summers ago? It was a train adventure from Vancouver to Toronto. They had a whole bunch of Canadian bands playing on the train, traveling with a few lucky Canadians. Really cool event.
I think Skrillex, wasn't Skrillex headlining that?
Really?
I remember some kind of like kooky poster where it was like Skrillex was on the front of it and it was just like, insanity.
Wow. We'll have to research that one in the next break. It doesn't seem to go with the whole CBC Radio 3 vibe.
Oh,
that
might have been another one.
Maybe there was like a Canadian flag on the train or something.
I think
there would have been a few of those at least.
If people out there are listening and you know about this, feel free to call us at 604-UBC-CITR and enlighten us now on the air.
Or tweet us at Discorder Radio or send us a Facebook message at Discorder Radio. Or email us at discorder.radio@citr.ca. Right,
enough. Let's keep talking.
So JC Gibb, editor-in-C, JCG, is joining us here. Well, good to have you back. It's nice to have some familiar faces all together again. Yay.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
and welcome to our interns, Lucy and Sally. Have you guys ever been on the radio before?
No.
Do you want to come say hello to someone on the radio? A shout out to maybe a mom or a dad or someone? Come over here. The microphone's over here. Come. No. Okay. Who is this? Is this Sally or is this Lucy?
I'm Lucy.
Okay. Here's your big radio debut. Say hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm Lucy. Shout out to everybody I know on the radio. And thank you for supporting CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Yes. You're natural. You're natural. Do you want to go? Do you want to try that as well?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Come say hello.
Okay. Hi, this is Sally. I'm an intern in CITR. I want to make very wonderful memories of with my families in CITR. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah. Welcome to the CITR family. Great to have you here. Okay, now back to business at hand. We are actually reading the awesome summer festival preview written by you, JC. Very nice.
Oh, from last year. Oh, you mean my editor's note?
Editor's note. Yes. Memories of Pemberton and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to read it yourself, folks, pick up your copy of Discorder magazine, available all over Vancouver. Great little editor's note by this gentleman here, which led nicely into our summer preview chat. He's giving us a look.
Preview for the next issue?
We were talking about the summer festival preview.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm so excited for summer.
It's probably my fault. I didn't prep you at all. Come on. Have a chat with us.
Well, do you want me to just be selfish and talk about what I'm doing?
Yes,
I can brag. Okay. So I'm turns out I'm actually going to Sasquatch in 8 days.
Rockin'.
I didn't realize it was that soon. So I'm going to Sasquatch, and then There's also music. Music Waste is happening right at the beginning of June. So that's really exciting. I know some people from the station are going to a radio conference in Victoria. And then I'm coming back a couple days early so I can partake in those fun festivities. And then
so dedicated to the cause. Yeah.
I do it for the music, you know. And then actually at the end of June, I'm hopefully going to Sled Island as well.
Nice.
Also really exciting. And then also Shakerama. I think I kind of mentioned this last week, but it's a new festival that's happening in Victoria in June as well, over a couple days.
Yeah, so. Victoria will be the place to be this summer, especially when we're there in June for that radio conference. That'll be exciting.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. And once again, we mentioned the Kaloha lineup was announced today. We finished playing Shred Kelly. There are a couple other bands I wanted to mention that we're playing. We also have Flash Lightning, Ben Sinister, The Wild, Devin Coyote, Rola Olak, Star Captains, Van Dams, The Japanese Girls, Immaculate, Honest Woods, Raquel Cole, Will Horse, who CJ and I saw last year in Victoria at Rifflandia, Jordan Dean, and Paperboy.
And I was actually just saying to Wade during that last song is, it kind of seems like the festival could just be like Vancouver and friends, because like especially as you like get away from the headliners, like majority of the bands seem to be from Vancouver or, you know, BC in general.
Well, we have a thriving music scene here, as you know.
Sounds so braggy, but yeah, it's great.
Hey, did you get a chance to check out, I know there was lots we talked about last week, lots of shows that were happening on the weekend. There was the Rainbow Connection tape release. There was the Kegger fundraiser for The Oz.
Fundraiser. Yes.
What did your week, did you get up to any live music this weekend?
I really wanted to go to the Cave Girl release, but I spent the whole day at the beach and then I was just too sunburnt.
Mm.
And so I had to go home.
You got a nice healthy glow right about
that. Nice sunglasses tan line.
The burn is kind of melded into a nice tan. What do you think, interns? How does he look?
I look beautiful.
Oh, they said you look beautiful. Wow. Nice.
You heard it on air, folks. Yes. I look beautiful.
Yes.
Do we have some music lined up?
Oh,
no, I'm sorry.
Good times. You know, I tell you what, yeah, we could, I was going to say we play a Victoria band that, we're all looking at each other here, we didn't plan for this so well. Let's play that Victoria band that we were talking about from with the new album that we have here, yes. We played them last week, but they are good friends of Discorder Radio and CITR, and they are from Victoria, which we were also talking about earlier. So why don't we play a track from the brand new Current Swell album. Current Swell, these guys.
I believe the track is called Sideways, and the album is Ulysses.
Yes, as this interview kind of went a little bit sideways here, lack of organization. We'll come back with more from editor in chief JCG on Discorder Radio, Current Swell on CITR 101.9 FM.
Don't bother paying me by the hour. Be for the rest of my life. When I die from a grave, I'm growing flowers. An after death prison for my wife. Because I'm always thinking about her, even if I'm dead and gone. So maybe if I dream a little louder, yeah, my hair will go on and all my echo will go on and on. Yeah, my echo will go on and on.
We're back on Discorder Radio. DJ CJ is busy showing the interns how the board works, and we kind of lost the plot. And the show continues to go sideways, so very fitting that that was the track we played by the current swell of Victoria, BC, where all the action will be happening this summer. Many festivals, including the National Campus Radio Conference, and we will be there in early June. Around the same time, the JC will be at Music Waste. I'm just kind of going backwards here. But before Music Waste, JC's going to some more festivals, including Sasquatch, who you tickled our fancy with off the top. Now, it's not a Canadian festival. We've been going on and on about Kaloha because it's a lot of Vancouver bands and it's here on Canadian soil. But, I mean, Sasquatch, a lot of Canadians go to, a lot of Lower Mainlanders go to. It's happening next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, down in Washington State. And I myself have never been to Sasquatch, but I just took a look at the lineup. Unbelievable.
Salvating, right?
Wow.
This is actually gonna be my third year going, which is kind of weird to think about, but yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. And then like you mentioned, it isn't Canadian festival. There aren't a particular amount of like local bands, but we're actually sending one of our photographers. They got approved for a photo press pass, so that's really exciting. So she's excellent. Gonna be doing like an online photo feature from Sasquatch, which is really exciting. So it's a great opportunity. Oh, if you're listening, Yulia, I hope you have fun.
Good on. Nice. Well, I'm just looking here at the lineup. So if you're listening and you're wondering who we're salivating about, I'll just give you a little example. The lineup here includes Outkast, The National, Queens of the Stone Age, MIA, Foster the People, Kid Cudi, Haim, Nico Case, Major Lazer, Violent Femmes, Naked and Famous, who are also playing at Kaloha, we mentioned off the top, Cage the Elephant, Portugal the Man, Cold War Kids, De La Soul. Oh, here we go. Here's a Canadian act, City in Color. There you go, Dallas Green. He'll be playing it.
I'm really excited for Chance the Rapper. I think that'll be another good show, too.
Nice. I have to admit, I'm not all that familiar with Chance, but... Cool. I'm excited for you to give us the full report in a couple weeks' time.
I'm excited to give you the full report in a couple weeks' time.
Yeah. Now, what else is happening coming up? We get something this weekend. We get something very exciting happening, don't we?
Yeah, this weekend. Oh, it's so exciting. So it's the Main Street Record Fair weekend. Main Street Vinyl Fair weekend. Happening on Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be different vendors on like each of the days. So you can actually go both days and you'll like, there'll be like different stuff going on. I think, CITR's own Sarah Accordingly is actually going to have a booth as well.
Accordingly.
CITR has a booth, two tables there every fair.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And we usually give away records for like a dollar.
Oh, that's so exciting. And, it's happening at the Cambrian Hall. So that's actually on, East 17th Avenue, Main Street. I don't know, it's going to be exciting, and it's supposed to be gorgeous this weekend, so what pairs better with, like, beautiful sun than, like, beautiful records?
Yeah. Well, I guess ducking out of the sunshine, if it gets too hot to go inside and buy some records, maybe.
Beautiful, like, sunburns, I guess.
Nice. Well, lots happening in the coming weeks. This is, again, the last show before the May long weekend, which is kind of the unofficial kickoff to summer. Everybody's in a great mood. Summer's going to be very exciting here in Vancouver. Lots of great live music. You have a great time at Sasquatch. Another band that is playing there is these guys we're going to play right now. All the way from Melbourne, Australia, they're playing at Sasquatch. And then they're also going to be playing in Vancouver at the Malkin Bowl next Saturday night. This is Cut Copy. Oh, yeah. Turn this one up. Get your dancing shoes on. Brand new track, We Are Explorers, Cut Copy on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Can you tell me a story? We'll be right back.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That is going to be a fantastic show at the Malkin Bowl. Get your tickets. Otherwise, get your best pair of fence hopping shoes on. May 23rd, Malkin Bowl, cut copy, coming all the way from Melbourne, Australia. And then right after that show, they're probably going to hop on a bus to drive on down to Sasquatch Festival, and JC Gibb will be enjoying that show. Thanks again for joining us here, JC.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, there you go. Get his mic on there. CJ, a little rusty in his return trip to the producer's chair.
Always a pleasure, and I hope to bring back several G-rated stories to share with you on the air.
We look forward to those. Between now and then, there's another great show we want to talk about really briefly at the Biltmore. It's happening this Thursday night. Skinny Kids, who are our cover band for this month's copy of Discorder magazine. We already played them twice in the last 2 weeks. We're not going to play them. They are playing with Jay Arner and these guys from Vancouver. They're going to open for Jay Arner and Skinny Kids at the Biltmore. It is Soft Serve. This is the track Sink Deep. And you are listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. The city's up next. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next Tuesday.
Your toes in, it's frozen. Your body is suspended in the air. The nights are slowing down. You climb over one look at a time. I called you, you too come. You really missed out what has begun. Bound to be there, should've happened. These nights don't. Dripping from your head, gold tile beneath your feet. Take a breath of air, and together we'll sink deep. Sink deep. Sink deep. Sink deep with me.
Doing Saturday, May 24th. If you're looking for one of the most fascinating, entertaining, and intellectually stimulating days of the year, come to the Vancouver campus for UBC's Alumni Weekend. General admission, including entry to all UBC gardens and museums, is free. CITR will be there too. For a full schedule of events, go to alumni.ubc.ca. Proudly sponsored by Cowell Auto Group and CITR. The May issue of Discorder is here. This month's cover features local garage rocker Skinny Kids, plus articles on the ASL Singles Club, Fistful of Snacks, Kiss Painting, Wild Kind, and so much more. We are also proud to announce Homegrown Labels, a new column dedicated to celebrating record labels in our own city. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town, or check us out online at discorder.ca, and listen to a curated playlist featuring the May issue's artists. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, AEG Live, LiveVan.com, Moto the Car Co-op, North by Northeast Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Sled Island Festival, UBC Alumni Weekend, and Vinyl Records.